Thank you, Dominic. Track 2. Unfortunately, BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt wasn't able to record for us this month, so I'm going to read you her piece. I'm usually a great believer in the saying, actions speak louder than words. In fact, a few months ago, I wrote about the power of touch and that sometimes words just are not enough. But we have to work with what we've got, and so, while we wait for touch to make a comeback, our words have increased value. I was brought up by very caring parents and didn't doubt their love, but they never actually said, I love you, to me. I didn't give this any thought until I went to school in America during my gap year and heard all the kids and parents saying those three words to each other all the time. Why don't you ever say you love me? My 17-year-old self asked my mother on the phone. She was a bit stumped. Well, you know we love you, she replied, which was true. It was just not the done thing in her world to say it out loud. She tried for a bit after that, but it never felt very natural. Fast forward a few decades, and I say it to my kids every day. They are blasé about it, and it's lost its impact. Really, all they need is what I had. Clear displays of unconditional love, not a verbal tsunami of it. But showing love is harder when you can't physically see people. Before the world turned upside down, I used to greet my mother with a huge hug and plant a kiss on her soft, fragile cheek. I would hold her hands and massage them with hand cream. I would stroke her hair in the way she always used to stroke mine. Now I have to cuddle her with words. Imagine my arms are around you, giving you a huge hug, I say. And she chuckles. Oh, I can feel that, she says. It's lovely. I love you, Mummy, I say, because she can't see it in my eyes. I love you, darling, she replies, and this time it does sound natural. It's our eyes that show people we care. I was asked recently what characteristics were important in a regional TV presenter. I should have said the eyes have it, but what came immediately to mind was warmth. When I am presenting Look East, there may be thousands watching, but I am talking to one, you. With my eyes, I am making a connection. It can be a twinkle of laughter or compassion or an isn't this grim but we're all in it together look. But if it's genuine, then you can feel it. Of course, as journalists, what we say has always been important too. A well-known BBC correspondent once said, words are our precision tools. Accuracy is the key to trust. I kick myself if I get a word slightly wrong, as can happen in live broadcasting. A few weeks ago, during an interview with the Director of Public Health, I meant to say, we probably all know someone who is bending the rules a bit, but I inadvertently left out the word probably. I was instantly tweeted by a woman who said indignantly, I don't know anyone who's bending the rules. Our choice of words can also make a real difference to viewers on their own. For some, we are their only company. While people might have bandied the words take care around without much thought a year ago, now a straight down the camera genuine take care of yourselves, won't you, takes on a new significance. Oh, I hope it won't be too long before we can all properly hug our friends and loved ones again. And until then, we have to go for second best. Say it out loud and spread the warmth.